Hello, I'm Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online with your weekly insurance news wrap. Today's update covers key industry headlines from last week, keeping you informed on the big stories impacting personal and business insurance in Australia. Our first headline on the agenda addresses critical climate concerns. The Australian government on September 17th launched its inaugural National Climate Risk Assessment and a National Adaptation Plan. The reports expose the growing influence of natural disasters on insurance accessibility and emphasize an immediate call to action to slash carbon emissions. The goal? A net zero Australia by the year 2050. They paint a vivid picture of escalating health and safety perils, indicating a predicted rise in flood, fire, and cyclone incidents. But that's not all. Sea level increases potentially threaten millions of us, and these more frequent natural disasters have a ripple effect, potentially causing insurance costs to soar and provoking an under-insurance crisis. Our government is standing up to the challenge, pledging further aid for the cyclone reinsurance pool and actively partnering with the Hazards Insurance Partnership. Backing this commitment, they plan to inject $1 billion into the Disaster Ready Fund for increased mitigation, heating up a focus on building community resilience and strategizing relocations where needed. In the second major news released September 16th, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, or ASIC, offered an extension of financial relief for our general insurance providers. They've essentially given insurance companies the green light to avoid designating product distributors as formally authorized representatives until August 27, 2030. But what does this all mean? Well, this decision, encapsulated in Legislative Instrument 2025-520, extends the tenure of an earlier framework due to expire soon. What it does is effectively lift regulatory weights off insurers' shoulders, slicing compliance costs and technical requisites. The outcome of this means companies can concentrate their energies on improvising and broadening insurance services, stirring up the potential for a more competitive, consumer-friendly industry within our borders. Industry gurus are hinting that this move could be a game changer, influencing future regulatory modifications as all industry stakeholders keep a keen eye on the evolving market dynamics and distribution strategies in the long run. That's all for this week's Insurance News Wrap. To explore how these updates might affect you personally or your business, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estrotori, keeping your finger on the pulse of Australia's insurance sector. Till next Monday. Thank you and take care.